This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today emphasized the need to adopt nation-first approach by all citizens to become a developed country. The president was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the fourth edition of Lok Manthan in Hyderabad this morning.
हम चाहे बनवासी हो ग्रामवासी हो या नगरवासी हो सबसे पहले हम सभी भारतवासी हैं इस राष्ट्रीय एकता की भावना ने हमें सभी चुनौतियों के बावजूद एक सूत्र में जोड़कर रखा है हमारे समाज को हर तरह से बांटने के और कमजोर करने का प्रयास सदियों से किए गए लेकिन भारतीयता की भावना से अतप्रत देशवासियों ने राष्ट्रीय एकता की मशाल जलाए रखे हैं
Lok Manthan serves as a platform for dialogue, reflection and cultural exchange, spotlighting global tales of resilience and preservation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for New Delhi after completing his successful three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana. On the final leg of his visit to Guyana, the Prime Minister addressed the country's National Assembly and interacted with the Indian diaspora in capital Georgetown. The Prime Minister also attended the second India-CARICOM summit at Georgetown. The Caribbean Community, CARICOM, is an intergovernmental organization of 15 member states in the Caribbean region. Mr. Modi met with leaders of CARICOM member countries. The Prime Minister also held delegation-level talks with President of Guyana, Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali. He was conferred with Guyana's highest national award, the Order of Excellence. The Commonwealth of Dominica also bestowed its highest national honour, the Dominica Award of Honour, upon Prime Minister Modi. On the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi attended various sessions of the 19th G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro. During the first leg of his visit to Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi and President Bola Ahmed Tinubu held talks in capital Abuja. Nigeria also honoured Mr. Modi with Grand Commander of the Order of the Niger. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today met his Japanese counterpart, General Nikatani in Vientiane, Laos. In a social media post, Mr. Singh expressed confidence that the partnership between the two countries will play a significant role in ensuring free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific region. India has expressed disappointment at the shift of focus from adequate climate finance enablement to emphasis only on mitigation at the plenary session of the 29th Conference of the Parties, COP29, to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, at Baku in Azerbaijan. The Environment, Forest and Climate Change Ministry said India aligned its stance with a statement made by Bolivia on behalf of like-minded developing countries. India reiterated that the process of the fight against climate change has to be guided by the UNFCCC and its Paris Agreement as the Global South continues to face the intense impacts of climate change. BJP President JP Nadda has accused the Congress of sensationalizing the situation in Manipur. Mr. Nadda responded to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's letter to President Draupadi Murmu in connection with the Manipur violence. In his letter to Mr. Kharge, Mr. Nadda said ill-advised strategies on security and administrative protocol of previous Congress governments in the state and centre is one of the major reasons why militant and habitually violent organisations are attempting to destroy the hard-won peace in Manipur. At the 55th International Film Festival of India in Goa, on the second day, over 70 films are scheduled to be screened today, spanning various genres, languages and countries of production. The masterclasses, which saw an impressive turnout yesterday, will continue to offer more valuable insights today. In cricket, the first test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and hosts Australia is underway at Perth. Electing to bat first after winning the toss, India were 121 for 6 against the hosts in their post-lunch session when reports last came in. In badminton, men's doubles pairs Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will face the Danish duo Kim Astrup and Anders Karup Rasmussen in the quarterfinals of China Masters in Shenzhen today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.